will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I rise on tonight to give God the honor, the praise, and the glory. For I realize, recognize, and even testify that God alone is worthy to be praised. It's good to be here on tonight. Y'all bear with me for a minute. I got to get my mind back on Jesus. Brother CL took my mind back to Sister Daniels. And I had the Lord on my mind when I first came. And then that last number he did. Amen, amen. I expected the lights to go dim. Amen. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. It left a little while ago. Amen. We're just honored, elated, and we're just thankful to God for this high honor to be standing before the great people of God. We're thankful to Wesley T. Leonard, my big brother in the gospel, who has extended and bestowed upon me this wonderful honor of standing before you to impart a portion and part of God's holy and his divine word. I'm just grateful to be here with this potpourri of great preachers, prognosticators of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm just thankful to be sharing this preaching platform tonight with them. Amen, amen. I'm just grateful, Brother William Stevens, a great friend of mine, mentor, and Brother Leroy Butler to my right. If I mess up, they got my back. Amen, amen. Yes. Appreciate them so very much. They have sown into my life and to my ministry as well. And Brother Joe Tucker, we appreciate the very stellar word that you rendered on tonight. Yes. Did exactly what I told you not to do. Amen. Told him not to show out, he showed out. Next time I tell him to go ahead and show out, maybe he won't. Amen. We appreciate him so very much and the word that he shared even on tonight. You know what us preachers say when another preacher done mess you up. We say stuff like, I'm glad we're on the same team. I'm just glad. Same team. Amen. Again, I just commend Brother Wesley T. Leonard and his foresight and vision and bringing us together in this regard to drink from this very deep and spiritual well. And I'm sure all of us would leave better, stronger, wiser than when we came. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I want to take a cursory look at the Odyssey of Israel.
Yeah.
And to do so, I want to invite you attention to Deuteronomos, the book of Deuteronomy, fifth book of Moses, chapter 2 of the book. I like to amplify a mere 3 verses until you're hearing verses 1, verse 2, and verse number 3. Amen. Can't hold you long, but I want to hold you good. Amen. And I truly have the appetizers on tonight. I think Joe grabbed the wrong platter. Amen. But God is good. Y'all can do better than that. God is good. And all the time. God is good. If you would and could, stand on your feet. Let me read these 3 verses until you hear it. Chapter 2, verses 1 through verse number 3. On tonight. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Ready to read, say bless the word. Spirit says, Moses wrote, then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. Pray for me tonight while I sermonize from the subject northbound. Be seated in the presence. of the Lord.
Amen.
North. North. Bound.
Yes.
Northbound is an Americanism that was developed in the 1800s. It is a geographical directional indicator of movement, travel, transition, or progression.
All right.
Northbound. North alone is one of the cardinal points on a compass that lies in the plane of the meridian.
All right. Yeah.
But as I sermonize tonight, I'm not just talking about north, but I'm talking northbound. When north is compounded by bound, it inserts and asserts a sense of urgency, a sense of deliverance, not just north, but north bound. Not just willy-nilly north, not capriciously north, not randomly north, but north bound. See, north adds a sense of gravity to bound. And bound adds a sense of immediacy to the direction of north. We're going north on purpose. We're going north in purpose. We're going north by purpose. We're going north because there is a reason to go north. Bound gives the sense that we're not going to be able to reach our destiny. We're not going to be able to reach our destiny until we are northbound. See if I can make the point more poignant. Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth. Engineers on the Underground Railroad. They couldn't afford just to go north. But they had to go northbound. They knew that going north had a sense of urgency. Wasn't enough to just go in the direction of north, but they had to reach a destiny called the Mason-Dixon line. Because being on one side of the Mason-Dixon line made the difference in their lives. They understood, they knew that liberty was north of Mason-Dixon. That freedom was north of Mason-Dixon. That they could self-actualize north of Mason-Dixon. And that's why Harriet Tubman, the night she escaped, she sang a song. She said, "I'll meet y'all in the morning. But tonight I am promised land bound." Not just going north. My life, my freedom, my liberty is on the line. I ain't just going north. I am north bound. And I think tonight our theme is very significant. I think there's something being said on tonight. I think there's something that's being indicated on tonight. I appreciate the visionary, the courageous Wesley T. Leonard, who gave us this theme. He has the spirit of the men of Issachar, who knew and understood the times and what Israel should do. It's time for us not to just exist. It's not enough for us to persevere. crisis or subsist. It's time for us to go northbound. And as we delve into our text on tonight, verse number 1 of chapter number 2 is very telling. Because the opening words of the verse says, then we turn. Brother Stephen, there's a denotation of time. Then. But then there's also an indicator of a change. That came as a result of the denotation of time. Bible says, then we turn. It was then that we change. You don't understand what that means until you understand the precipitating circumstances that prompt those very words. And to understand the significance of those words, you got to climb a little further up the text. I think it's chapter number 1 and verse number 46. Let's find out why it's so important to turn now. Chapter 1 verse 46 says, so ye abode in Kadesh many days, according to the number of days that ye abode there. In case you missed it, let me help you with it. He says, now you've been in Kadesh for many days.
Yes, sir.
You've been in the same place for many years. You abode at that place called Kadesh for many days. Well, why Kadesh? Well, Kadesh is the place that they sent the spies out from. No, they did not have faith in what God had in store for the people of God went no further than Kadesh. I heard the Apostle Paul say, we walk by faith. Oh, come on, church, y'all help me here. We walk by faith and not by sight. So when they didn't have faith, they didn't move beyond Kadesh. That was the line of demarcation. And if you didn't have faith, you went no farther than Kadesh. Watch God, watch God. God says, I didn't want to keep you there. It wasn't my will that you stay there for 40 years. He said, you abode there. Oh, Jesus, I thought I had some help here. He says, so you abode. You didn't go nowhere. You didn't bust a grain. You didn't make any progress. You were there at an impasse. You abode there. Not, I didn't hold you back. I think he's saying to the church, I'm not trying to hold the church back. You are at a standstill because you were at a standstill. Oh, the God that I serve, he is an abundant God. Jesus says, I came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. I didn't hold the church back. You abode there. According to the number of days that you stayed there. I didn't tell you you can't make progress in the church.
Amen.
I didn't tell you that you could not praise my name. Express the joy of the Lord. You abode there. I didn't tell you that you could not minister beyond your parking lot. I didn't hold you back. You abode there. I didn't tell a dead church. I didn't tell you you couldn't soar the higher heights in Christ Jesus. You are bold there. Like that. I didn't tell the preachers. The preach weak sermon. You did that. Yeah. I didn't tell you that you couldn't remind the people of God of all the great promises of God. You are bold there. Yes. It was your lack of faith that kept you back. I didn't hold you back. You held yourself back. I didn't tell you that your church had to be a small church. You abode there. Community all over that land, and you stay there. You hamstrung yourself, you held yourself back. I had a promise for you. But he says, now that you understand the prelude to the past, now that you understand the precipitating circumstances, now you can appreciate chapter 2 and verse number 1 when Moses said, then. A change. We took our journey in the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And it says, we compared. Just going around and around and around. Sierra. Watch this, church, because in verse number 2 is very critical. Because God sometimes wants you to get sick and tired of being.
Yes, sir.
God ain't gonna give you nothing that you ain't ready for. You gotta want better in order to do. Sojourn in your wilderness, not making any progress, then you'll be glad to hear somebody say, it's time to change.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You've been around this mountain, watch this, long enough. God got tired further. In case they were not tired, God got tired further. And sometimes God get tired. Tired of dead saints. Tired of dead preach. Tired of dead teach. Tired of dead worship. Tired of dead leaders. Tired of a dead
dead church and tired of dead praying. You got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then... when you turn. Watch this. Verse number 2 says, watch this. I didn't turn on my own. I didn't make my own decision. I didn't make my own choice. Because if you decide to change, if you decide to climb and God has not ordained it, you won't be able to climb. So Moses said, I had God in my ear. It was God that gave the knock, not man. Oh man, I wish y'all knew I was preaching. He said, the Lord spake unto me. And maybe he said something to me that he didn't say to you. God told me it was all right to climb now. God told me it was all right to do better now. For the mundane, for the middle of the road. God told me it was time to turn. I don't have to wait for you to sanction my turn. In order for me to turn, wait for you to rubber stamp what God is doing in my life in order for me to do what God has ordained for me to do. I ain't got to check with you. Because if you ain't going nowhere, and I should not measure myself by anybody else. Ah, Jesus help me. My church, I know it's Christ church, my church should not be measured by the standard of your church.
Teaching.
Because if I keep measuring myself by what y'all doing, I may not ever do God's will. For man, the Lord spake unto me. He said, I said, he told me, Daniels, you can do better than that. Because he was talking to me. He says, churches, you have compass this night. You've been going around these circles of indifference, complacence for too long. God is tired now. They said it. You arguing about the same thing. You could have saved the world by now. From your own national network by now. You could have expanded the borders of the kingdom. Your territory by now. the same. God said, I'm tired for you. Time for you to go. Noah.
Yes, sir.
Add them up for me. Tell me what I got.
All right, to go north, man, your freedom, us is freedom.
Sojourner said, in some of her writings, she said, I've been able to free thousands to the north. But she said, I could have freed so many more. If only they knew.